This fashion are dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Jean Krause, C-R-O-U-S-E. And this goes to Dr. Newsom on 2-1-22. Mrs. Krause performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period, in a paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Fred McMillan. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 2-1-22, Mr. McMillan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a study dated 6-19-19, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James DeCapua, D-E-C-A-P-U-A, and this goes to Dr. Holland. On 2-1-22, Mr. DeCapua performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired with severe impairment in flow rates, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-16-21, there's been no change, period. A paragraph impression, severe restrictive lung disease with questionable airways obstruction without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Ciglarski, C-E-G-L-A-R-S-K-I, and this goes to Dr. Meeks. On 2-1-22, Mr. Ciglarski performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 10-7-20, there's been slight deterioration, period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator pre-bronchodilator spirometry on Kathleen with a K, Flynn. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 2-1-22, Mrs. Flynn performed a pre-bronchodilator spirometry period. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Compared to a study dated 7-21-21, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bonita DeCapua. This goes to Dr. Holland. On 2-1-22, Mrs. DeCapua performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Barbara Fields. This goes to Dr. Adam Thompson. On 2-1-22, Mrs. Fields performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 8/31/21, there's been no significant change, period. In paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Dennis Schultz. This goes to Dr. Palagrudo. On 2/1/22, Mr. Schultz performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 171 meters, the saturation dropped to 83%, period. With 2 liters of nasal oxygen, improved to 95%, then was able to ambulate. A paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Compared to a study dated 2/5/20, there's been no significant improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Garrett Fields. On 2/1/22, Mr. Fields performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was 1 moderately impaired without airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant improvement, period. In a paragraph, compared to a study dated 5/19/21, there's been no significant change, period. In a paragraph, impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without significant bronchial reactivity. Next is a six-minute walk test on Philip Garofolo. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. That's L-E-I-G-H, Vaughn. On 2/1/22, Mr. Garofalo performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 429 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 97%, period. In a paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carla Homburg, H-O-M-B-U-R-G. On 2/1/22, Mrs. Homburg performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, and the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a study dated 6/30/21. There's been no significant change, period. In a paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Thank you.